Now, friends, I'm coming to this fourth chapter of the book of Acts, and the subject here actually is the result of Peter's second sermon. And the results were simply this: 5,000 are saved. Then the apostles were arrested by the Sadducees and put in prison. And the reason that they were put in prison, we'll see, they preached the resurrection. Now, let's notice chapter 4 now, and I'll begin reading. And as they spoke unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. Now, I want you to notice something, friends, because this is indeed startling, but hasn't been called to your attention before. Who was it that led in the persecution of the Lord Jesus and finally in his arrest and his death? It was the religious rulers who were Pharisees. They were the enemies of the living Christ. Now, the leaders that take over, because there were apparently quite a few Pharisees that were saved. We know Nicodemus was. I'm not sure about what Joseph of Arimathea was one. He's not called that. We know that Saul of Tarsus was, and that there were many others of them that were brought to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Pharisees. Now, after they had gotten rid of him, their enmity and their fight was over, and you do not find the Pharisees. Now, the Sadducees, who denied the resurrection, they become the great enemy now after the church comes into existence, and there begins the preaching of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, let me make this very clear to you today. I have never engaged in any movement of reformation to try to straighten up any place that I preached in. I've never felt that was quite my job. I know that when I was pastoring downtown Los Angeles, former movie star, you know, when after they've had their day and the star goes out, becomes a burnout sender, they generally go into some type of reformation work. I don't know whether that's a reaction or not, but this woman, she called me and asked me would I be on a committee, and it would had to do with more or less trying to clean up downtown Los Angeles. Well, I agree it needed cleaning up, but I told her I would not serve on the committee. She was amazed. And she says, aren't you a minister? And I said, yes. And you are not interested in cleaning up Los Angeles? I said, I didn't say that. I just said I wouldn't serve on your committee because I don't think that you're going about it the right way. And she wanted to know what was the right way. And I told her what Dr. Bob Schuller told me years ago. He said, you know, he said, we're called today to fish in the fish pond, not to clean up the fish pond. So this old world today is a place to fish. He said he'd make us fishers of men, and it's a place to fish. But we're not called upon to clean up the fish pond. But I tell you, friends, if you get a lot of the fish cleaned up, after all, it's the fish that are dirty in the fish pond, it will have a great deal to do with cleaning up. And for that reason, I have never been willing to get interested in that type of a thing. And so here, the Sadducees become the enemy. And I have found out that the biggest enemy to the preaching of the gospel are not the liquor folk. They've never fought me. The gangsters never fought me. Do you know where I had my trouble as a preacher? I had my trouble with so-called religious leaders, liberal, and those that claim to have been born again, some of them. They actually became enemies of the preaching of the gospel. And it was amazing to me to find out how many wanted to destroy this radio ministry. We had, at the beginning, our worst antagonists. They were not gangsters. They were not the unsaved. It happened to be those that were religious leaders, by the way. You know, these Sadducees are the meanest of all of them, and they're about us today. They actually are the ones who deny the supernatural. They deny the Word of God, either by their lips or by their lives. That's very important to see. Now, will you notice The Sadducees came upon them being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Now, that's what got these men in trouble. You can preach Jesus, friends, and make him a nice, sweet little individual, sort of a Mr. Milquetoast. You won't be in trouble, but you preach him as the mighty Savior who came down to this earth, denounced sin, and who died on a cross for the sins of men, and then rose again in mighty power, then you're in trouble. That's the message, and this is the message that these men brought, and as a result, now they are being brought before the Sanhedrin.